This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, December 19th. At least four people are dead and more than 500,000 customers still don't have power in the northeastern US this morning. That's after a powerful storm brought dangerous flooding and travel disruptions across the East Coast yesterday. It unleashed 2 to 4 inches of rain across the region within a 24-hour period, flooding roads, engulfing cars, and trapping drivers in New Jersey and Connecticut. And it's about to get pretty cold, with temperatures set to plummet to the 30s and 40s across much of the Northeast. So there are now concerns about keeping people warm, as at least one utility company in Maine says it could take several days to restore power to some customers.
Senate Bill 4 is now law in the state of Texas.
That was Republican Governor Greg Abbott after he signed a controversial law that makes it a state crime to enter Texas illegally. It gives law enforcement the power to arrest migrants and judges the authority to issue orders to remove people to Mexico. The law, which is set to take effect in March, is being condemned by civil rights and immigration advocacy groups and is sending ripples of fear through the Latino community in Texas, which makes up 40% of the state's population. Pressure at the border and arguments on how to deal with it appear to be reaching boiling point, with an official saying that in November, border authorities apprehended more than 190,000 migrants between the U.S.-Mexico border. And in Chicago, authorities say a 5-year-old boy has died and 3 other children were taken to the hospital after getting sick at a migrant shelter. Bomb threats have been emailed to more than 400 Jewish institutions across the U.S. since Saturday. That's according to the Anti-Defamation League, which tells CNN it believes one person, or a small number of individuals, are behind the series of threats, which are thought to be hoaxes. Meanwhile, in the Middle East, Israeli authorities say they will gradually transition to the next phase of the war and expect displaced Palestinians from northern Gaza to return to their homes first. But the situation of displaced people in Gaza couldn't be more uncertain. The UN says nearly 300 people sheltering in their facilities have been killed since the conflict erupted, and more than 1,000 have been injured. Overall, over 85% of Gaza's population has been displaced across the Strip. Rescuers in northwest China are battling negative temperatures and scrambling to reach survivors after at least 100 people were killed in an earthquake last night. The quake, which is China's deadliest in nearly a decade, rocked the Gansu province. CNN's Stephen Jiang says rescue workers are finding it hard to access some remote areas.
The quake zone itself is largely a mountainous rural area, sparsely populated. So we've also seen some village roads being cut off by mudslides, with state media reporting damaged infrastructure is also hampering the rescue effort.
Meanwhile, another earthquake triggered a dramatic volcanic eruption in Iceland last night. Spectacular bursts of lava and smoke illuminated the night sky, after weeks of seismic activity prompted the evacuation of a nearby town. Up next, the 4 countries that allegedly tried to meddle in the 2022 US midterm elections.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
China, Russia, Iran, and Cuba all tried to meddle in the 2022 American midterm elections. That's what a recently declassified intelligence assessment says. The report says it has high confidence that China tried to influence a handful of races to make U.S. democracy look, quote, chaotic, ineffective, and unrepresentative. Russia, meanwhile, is accused of trying to undermine the Democratic Party, along with confidence in the election, which the report says was probably aimed at weakening U.S. support for Ukraine. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.